Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I am Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. We are going to dive into today the power of perspective and how laughter can help cope with challenging situations. The quote of the day is, "Sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying," Dennis Haysbert. Wow, and the last 24 hours has really put that quote into perspective. But before we unpack that, David, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a few days. I've been out of town.
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing good. You know, I was, you asked me how things were while you were out of town, and I said it was great. And then I realized that I didn't have this computer as we were about to kick off a podcast, and I had to race to the house 25 minutes down the street, hustle back to get back here, and then we sit down and the microphone's not working, and I've now broken a cord on one of these original mics we've been using. And I told a couple of gals at the office that kind of, I guess, answered the question for me. So it is. Yeah, I'm glad to put a smile on your face with that. So
you got to laugh. You got to laugh.
You got to laugh. Isn't that good? I mean, it's really, I think, just a fact of life. You know, it's a perspective too. And I think it was maybe a couple weeks ago that I put that quote out to our team, group me. And I said, why is it just me? This is so hard to do. Like, is it just me that struggle sometimes to laugh, to smile, to just lighten up? And I don't think that's the case. I don't think it's just me. So hopefully that rings true to a few of you that may be listening to this message. Again, we do thank anybody and everybody for being out there. We love feedback. We look for any comments, questions from you guys, the hypers, you know, the hype nation.
I don't know if you figured
something out while you were out of town.
I haven't, not yet. That'll be on next week's call. I'll figure something out. I've been in Tampa. We actually just got back from a women's conference in Tampa through AmeriLife, and was fortunate enough to actually have two of our teammates and agents accompany me at the event, and it was fantastic. I mean, talk about energy and momentum from this women's conference, and it specialized women in insurance and just how they've been able to really grow and scale this business. And so I was happy that two of our agents, Paige and Ashley, got to go and really just experience that and understand the different verticals that the insurance opportunity, the industry actually offers. So it was a lot of fun. It really was. So
yeah, it always is, right? The AmeriLife in general does a great job hosting these events, putting these events on, the production aspect of it. It is a ton of fun. So now I guess you'll get to exercise what it was we've taught over the last couple of weeks in motivation, Lindsay, gets you going. It's your discipline that will keep you growing. So, you know, maybe you were torn down a little bit on the way home. I don't know. Motivation was great coming out, but adversity may have struck as you were making your way back to us here in Kentucky.
Absolutely. Hot off the plane.
Don't let that take you off the track. You know, don't let it take you off the track because we've got a good thing going. You know, we really do. Momentum is one of those things you have to grab when it's there. And it's so much easier to ride that ball of momentum than it is to get that train rolling again. So as we've said, our gut health challenge, what are you calling this that we're
called
doing?
A gut protocol? Yes. Why don't you update everyone? Because I feel that you have probably noticed a lot of differences with yourself? And I know that you wanted to update everybody on the gut protocol.
Well, yeah, of course. Like we've said, I mean, just the fact that there's no alcohol involved means I'm 100% different. That may be a good thing, and a lot of people may think that's a bad thing. So a lot of energy, but really, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, I talked about the brain fog and how I really wasn't in a great mental state. I know hosted a conference call for the team at one point. I completely lost my train of thought, which isn't typically myself, but this week has really been phenomenal. So in general, we're talking about dairy-free, gluten-free diet. Not sure. I don't know. I guess really heavy on vegetables, right? Like
heavy on vegetables, protein.
What's the whole deal? Like super light, lean, nothing to clog your gut, clean this thing out.
Really just putting a green or any type of vegetable with each meal. And so that's really the, you know, really shopping on the outside of the grocery versus the inside, right? The outside parameters where, you know, there is vegetables, there is fruit, there's not everything that's in a package on a shelf that can hang out there for 2 years and still be good to eat.
That is one thing I remember kind of the director of the program saying, shelf life, right? Something that has a shelf life, something that's not built to last, you know, the McDonald's cheeseburgers that are good for 30 years in the back of the car.
Exactly.
But it's great. You know, it's really been phenomenal. I personally am about 9 pounds down. So, you know, that's 5% of a body weight for me, I guess, if I'm doing math, right?
Well, that's fantastic. And a lot of folks on our listeners may think, okay, well, what does it have to do with the call? And really, this, you know, the gut, again, is that second brain. And so with the gut being the second brain, that really ties in to the power of perspective and how, you know, because we as humans make a lot of decisions emotionally, correct? And based on how we're feeling. Hey, am I going to go for the ice cream because I didn't have a good day? Or am I going to make the better choice of eating, you know, some frozen blueberries, right? Because it still has sugar and that'll get that sugar fix, right? And so it's the power of choice and perspective. But I think it takes a while to really establish those practices. And I know that's something that you and I have, we're kind of in and out of as far as kind of finding a new practice to do together. Because I know when we hold each other accountable, it helps us, right? It helps us and it helps kind of shift perspective.
Yeah, the accountability partner, as we've called maybe during COVID year, we had an accountability buddy group, Snapchat, that was designed for workout programs and just the fact that, hey, you're not necessarily as connected and close to other people as you may have always been face-to-face, but you've got to maintain that connection. And physical health is a prime. That's the pump, in my opinion. If you're not physically healthy, you are going to fall victim to a lot. And me personally, I'm just thinking as you're talking, and we've had these two trees out in the front of the house, and we've known because our neighbor, she apparently graduated with a master's in agriculture, botany, whatever you may deem that, from Purdue. So, I mean, this chick actually knows what she's talking about. She's telling me our trees are dying, they're suffocating, they're dried out, and the premium mulch wrap that I put down that was more like a tarp, I guess, was so premium that it was not letting any water through the tree whatsoever. So the tree was completely dying out. And it's been about a month that I've known. Thank God she went over there and kind of cut this tarp to let a little bit of water in. But I've known that I've needed to do this for about a month now. And we're talking about 30 minutes worth of work, shoveling up some mulch, ripping out a tarp, putting the mulch back in there. Right now, I've saved the tree's life. Hero on the job. I have not mustered up the energy or the time or had the care maybe to do that. This past weekend, before we head out to church, small window of time, I have seen a physical change in the way that I wake up and get out of bed and get myself motivated and driven to go knock something off of my list, which, you know, with a couple businesses and three kids and everything that all lives have to take care of, that we know how hard that is, and we know how important it is to get up out of bed and get some things done for ourselves or for whatever. But just this past weekend, 3 weeks into this program, I've found the energy to do that. So as you say that, right, why does this even matter? Why are we talking about it? Number one, I know Lindsay and I, getting into this, being a month into our podcast, we are looking to really make that connection. And we know that people connection comes from knowing authentic, genuine realness of who people are. We always say real recognizes real. And that's what we're all about. We want to give you our authentic, genuine selves and hopefully add an authentic value to your life as you lead yourself or your business or others down whatever road that you're going down. So a little bit of look into us, but the physical health, I told you, Lindsay, like, the enemy attacks the weak, right?
Right.
The weak, the tired, in particular, the weak and the tired. So how does your physical health allow you to control your perspective? You have the energy and the effort to do that. And you know, Lindsay, you were telling me as we maybe shift into what you got kind of hinted at, your last 24 hours and the topic that we have here, laughing a little bit about this last 24-hour flight path you had. I told you as you're running through this story, like, man, I don't think I care that much to come home. Like, I don't know about that. Like, you've exhausted a lot of energy and effort and all these different things that if you're tired and you're not rolling and feeling good, you're not going to do it.
Well, I believe personally that, you know, we were rolling from a high from the women's conference, right? I mean, surrounded by 50 or 60 women that are in the same industry, and there was a lot of education and a lot of motivation. And so in the middle of the conference, myself and the two other ladies that were with me, we start getting these notifications that, and we're all three flying to different places, by the way. We start getting these notifications that our flights are going to be delayed. And so, and we all have connecting flights that, you know, we have to meet that in order to get home. So I step out, make a quick call, change airlines, and was squared away. Everything was good. You know, the first girl went to the airport, and then myself and Ashley went, and it looked as though we were going to be on time. We're like, all right, this, you know, it's going to be a tight squeeze. All of a sudden, we're delayed, right? And we're delayed and delayed. And then we're delayed so much that we're going to miss our flight, our connecting flight, both of us. And so in the moment, I'm like, oh, you know, we kept going back and forth. And I kept looking at all these different avenues of how can I get on this plane? And once Ashley and I kind of accepted that we weren't going to make the flight, and we just laughed. And so when you threw this quote at me, sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. I mean, that is literally what we did. Every single delay or obstacle that we overcome, because we as humans, right, we all have this intention, okay, this trip's going to be great. I'm going to fly out this time and get back at this time. It never actually goes the way that you intend for it to go. There's always obstacles and adversity that you're going to deal with. And so we were delayed and ended up missing our flight, right? Our connecting flight. And there was a whole plane of people that were missing the connecting flight. And so once we got off, you know, we actually got a hotel in Atlanta, which I really didn't want to do, but we did. And it was covered for us through Delta. And what I'll say is, you know, could I have been mad and wasn't an inconvenience? Sure, it was an inconvenience, but I was thankful that Ashley was there. I was thankful that I wasn't there by myself, right? And sometimes you just have to stop and say, okay, yes, it's an inconvenience, but this is not life or death, right? And
hold on a second. Let me just stop you there because I have a good point that I would like to touch on with the perspective and that. But to just revert a little bit back to what you said earlier in the story was that we just had to accept it, right? And I think that is the first step of changing your perspective, is understanding that balance and that line of what you can control, what you cannot control, right? And that's it, because if you understand that I have no control over this and I have to accept this change, then that's number one. If you just have to sit and sulk about how poor and pitiful me because of that, versus, okay, this has happened, it is now time to shift and adapt and see what it is that we can control. And you and I talking about that, I think we talked about that entrepreneurial mindset, right?
Correct. And I think there's a practice that actually Ed Milet had talked about this on one of his podcasts, that he says, what have you trained yourself to ask yourself on a regular basis, right? And so what is your self-talk? What are you asking yourself? Because that, believe it or not, that's tied to your perspective, right? Hey, what questions? Okay, this is out of my control. It was definitely out of my control. And how am I going to move forward with this? And so when
you I love the I think it was when we read How to Be a Coffee Bean, it was put as you need to be talking to yourself versus listening to yourself. And I think there's a very dramatic, like you listen to yourself for a minute while you're sitting there in that conference and you get your notification that says, hello, your flight is gone. And yourself immediately starts to rip it up and get real negative and get real angry. And then that's where the control comes in, right? And you are somebody that has a laugh. Some even would say a cackle, right? Like you and
I inherited that from my mama. It's the cackle. Yeah.
If you're around here long enough, you'll get to experience that 100%.
Yes. There were some good stories in the conference that I was cackling so loud that one of the ladies on stage said it gave her energy to continue to share her story. So laughter, it goes along.
You got to laugh or you can cry about it. Exactly. Which one are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So how do you choose to go that route? Like in that moment, you got your notification and your body starts to say, "Dude," and you now have to change that, take control and shift this thing to laughter. Because hold on real quick, because it's perfect time for me to say this, because I looked this up before we started, like, and I've known this for years now, and that's why I care so much that smiling and laughing are hard for me to do, because listen to this. Laughter stimulates your organs and increases your endorphins, right? Your feel goods, making you feel good. We're relieving our stress, lowering our blood pressure, all with laughter. Muscle tension and relaxation all take place from laughter. Long-term gains, you will improve your immune system. So you will not be as sick. You will not be as laid up. Your body will produce natural painkillers. You will have less pain in your life from more laughter and cackling. And this is the biggest one. This is the biggest one. And I think this is what we're talking about today, because this is a global pandemic. And we pulled this. This is from Maxwell Hyrow. His numbers came from like the National Mental Awareness Society. There is $1 trillion globally spent on depression and anxiety every year. $1 trillion on anxiety and depression. 25% of United States adults deal with that. Laughter improves your ability to cope, and it decreases your depression and anxiety. Why do we care so much about this? Why does it matter? Because of that.
Right.
There's a coaching industry out there that's a $1 billion industry. What is that really teaching you? How to cope with life, how to cope with business, how to cope. Laughter does the same damn thing. And we're not paying $1 billion to hear Lindsay laugh today.
So, no, you're not. No, you're not.
I just love you that you choose that, and it's a natural thing for you.
It is very natural, because at the end of the day, could I cry? Sure. Is crying going to solve anything? No. Is there any crying in baseball? No, there's not, right? There's no crying in baseball. Someone told me that a long time ago, but
as you got into this business, I think.
Correct. Glenn did. He told me that. So let me just wrap this story up, because I want folks to understand this. So, you know, I'm up at 5. We didn't go to bed till 1. By the time we got back, took an Uber, got to the hotel, all the things, Ashley and I. So I get there and I'm trying to upgrade my ticket to first class because it prompted you to do so and it was not expensive at all. It was like $100. So I'm like, okay. So I'm doing this. Well, we're getting ready to go through. We get in. Atlanta Airport is ginormous. It is just the largest airport probably in the U.S. It's huge. And so getting in there, we got there in plenty of time because I knew from our prior experience, David. And so we get there and I'm trying to open it up so I can go to the TSA pre-check. Well, it says you need to tap in to check in. I'm like, oh no, here we go. What's going on here? So she's like, no, you need to go over to the kiosk and punch it in. So I did that. It says, so I punch it in a couple times. You know, you need to go see an agent. So then I go get in line, go see an agent. And she's looking. I mean, she's searching. She has my ID. I'm like, is there a problem? And she's
is
like,
is this why you wanted your real ID number?
Yes, it is.
Palms asleep.
Yes. So I'm typing that in or she's typing it in and I'm like, she's like, well, I don't see it on here. I'm like, oh my gosh. So she finally finds it. Then I get in TSA. I'm going through security. They pull my luggage. They find something in my luggage. It was my face roller to depuff my face. That's what they found in my luggage. Yeah. So when you think about, okay, the obstacles, right? The adversity that a given human being, I mean, I just laughed. And every time something happened, because Ashley's already ahead, I'm texting her. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, just go ahead. It's fine. Like, you know, and we're just laughing, like sending emojis and the skeleton dead face. I mean, it's just obstacle after obstacle. And so, you know, to wrap it up, we're on the airplane, finally get on after a 35-minute delay, and the pilot comes on and says, well, it's going to be another 15 minutes because we need to fuel up to go to Louisville. I'm like, I'm dead. It's just, you've got to laugh. I laughed out loud on the plane because it's just choosing that perspective to say, this is out of my control, and this normally doesn't happen to me, and it's going to be okay. right?
It is going to be okay. It is going to be okay. And that I think also is one of those pieces. So there's a couple of things that I've gone to, right? And I think one of them has been instilled in me probably as I think about it from my grandmother as a boy, you know, and that's the serenity prayer. And if you've never heard that, I think it sums up everything we're talking about today. And that says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, right? Mm-hmm. Right. What are you going to do about that? But the courage to change the things that I can. And that's where most of our entrepreneurs, that's where they live. That's where we separate ourselves from the average, mediocre society person. But then the wisdom to know the difference, right? You know, and that comes from time. It comes a lot from pushing, right? Like sometimes you push the envelope to find out, is this that seems unchangeable really changeable? It's just not going to be easy for whoever needs to change it for me. Like, and I think I've learned a lot of that through this business. But that speaks to a couple other things that I love how Brendan Burchard has always said, this choice of happiness and this choice of joy, it is a choice, right? Like they say, power plant, he says power plants, they don't just have energy. They generate energy, right? There is a massive process that's involved in that power plant generating energy, just like our body, to generate our happiness and to generate our joy. And that comes from the way that we think and our thoughts result outwardly in our actions. Inward thoughts, outward action. And, you know, one of the things as I think about controlling perspective, you know, Lenz, you were out of town while Locke had football practice this week. And I'm sitting there talking to a guy, a good friend of ours. And man, we're just talking. We're talking about football and like what to focus in on with the boys this year. And then somehow his head just went into, he's like, man, my cousin, man, I forget what we were talking about. Maybe gymnastics, the Olympics. And he said, yeah, my cousin, man, just his wife was 36 years old, had this genetic heart disease and passed away instantly from her heart exploding. Oh, and I'm like, yeah. And, you know, you hear that and you're like, damn, man, like, that's terrible. When did that happen? 2 months ago.
Wow.
All right. How's everything going? He's like, man, he's got three kids. And they just found out that their tests came back. They all have the same genetic heart disease. And all of their gymnastics and their athletes and the increasing of their heart rates are detrimental to their heart doing the same thing that theirs would. Oh. So me, as I'm at football and I'm coaching my kids and teaching them to be these active, healthy human beings, I'm like, damn. He's like, I don't know what to tell him. He's asking me last night, like, how do I tell these kids that you're not going to be playing sports anymore? You're not going to be, you're on this gymnastic path at 11 years old. And Lindsay, you and I talked to some colleagues this past year about, like, 11's like prime in gymnastics. Like, you're 14 hitting the Olympics. So,
right.
I'm like.
Well, and when you, first of all, how, talk about perspective. Like, that is nothing. I mean, that, you know, what we went through yesterday is nothing in comparison to what what he's dealing with his children right
now. It makes that seem a little bit easier, doesn't it?
1,000%. And so,
I'm going to take this right from the coffee bean, right? We've done a lot of teaching on how to be a coffee bean. One day we'll tell that story. The power of perspective. When you are going through a tough time, think about the ways it could be worse. Think about those who are worse off than you. Think about how bad things could be. This will help you with a more positive perspective right now.
Yes, 1,000%. That it could be worse. It's a mantra that I always say to myself. It could always be worse. I could be in a much worse situation.
And I say that because that's one of those angles that when you are sitting there and you feel like the world has come upon you, more than likely, you are always going to be able to look around and find somebody that's got it a little worse off than you do.
Absolutely. Well, and we want to encourage listeners to ask yourself those questions, right? Do a self-check. Hey, what am I talking to myself about? Are my thoughts dictating my emotions, right? Are they? And what am I putting in? Because those all affect the way that we look at things, right? And the perspective of, hey, someone else has it way worse off than what we do. And we are very blessed and very fortunate. And so just looking for that little, hey, you know what? I got a green light here. That's a win.
And you know what? For me, it's the life insurance business has helped me out with that so much because, yes, somebody else has got it worse. But guess what? Whether you think about somebody else having it worse or not, today may be your last ability to enjoy the greatness that you have today, this minute, this moment, this hour, right? And that thought right there also allows you to just embrace the positive, embrace the opportunity, embrace the people around you, embrace that moment, that air that you're breathing.
Correct.
Because we don't know when it is. And I saw an illustration of time this past week, and it puts it all in perspective. It's like, think about the BC and the length of time that there has been historically. And think about this little bitty track that you get to enjoy that's on that historic piece of time and how short and how quickly that goes by. And when you think about that, you've got to embrace it. You've got to embrace the opportunity you have in front of yourself and make the most out of it every day. So hopefully a little bit of these snippets have helped you gain control and dictate that direction of your perspective, because we do know life comes at us every day.
And just laugh about it.
And
right?
You do. You've got two choices, laugh or cry.
Don't cry, laugh. All right. Thank you all. Thank you so much for listening and for feedback. We very much appreciate it. And we will see you all next week.
All right. Good hype, everybody.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.